A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's partly cloudy, gorgeous, 73 degrees. KSL's top story. Some new guidelines. Some new guidelines say most Utahns should be watering their lawns twice a week. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports.
The Division of Water Resources has now changed their weekly watering guide recommendations to be an extreme drought watering guide for almost the whole state. Spokesperson Kim Wells says that means we basically need to water one less day a week.
The guide currently recommends watering twice a week for northern Utah and three times a week for southern Utah.
Wells says this also means your lawn will not be green.
There's a lot of pride associated with that. But with conditions as extreme as they are right now, we really need people to embrace that less lush lawn.
She says grass will come back when conditions improve and can survive on little water, but says for the average Utah homeowner, skipping one watering saves 3,000 gallons of water. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
So you've been hearing these news stories. It's the worst drought in 10 years, 30 years, whatever. The government's official drought tracking service says the dry spell across the West is the worst in at least two decades, with the hottest months of summer still to come. The Southwest is praying for late summer monsoons. We're praying for a bigger snowpack next winter, but the problem is all the same across the West: shrinking reservoirs. Salt Lake City police are looking for a man who might know something about the swastika carved into a Jewish synagogue window last month. Detective Michael Ruff says they don't know much about the hate crime against Chabad.
All we've got right now is this photo. Obviously, you know, we've got a male, some jeans, a dark shirt, appears to be a white male, kind of brownish hair.
You can see the photo on the Salt Lake City Police social media pages. And if you have any information, contact the police or the FBI. The latest consumer price index shows prices rose last month at the fastest rate since 2008. It's a bigger jump than economists thought, and some Utahns say it hit them hard in the pocketbook. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is joining us live now. Paul?
Well, Jeff, with inflation as bad as it has been in 13 years, the Wall Street Journal says prices on everything have surged about 5%. One woman who just wants to be known as Susan signed up for services at Crossroads Urban Center since she's having trouble managing her expenses. She says her biggest expense, I should say, is the property tax on her home, which she has had for over 50 years.
It goes up with the rising value of homes. So it's going to continue to go up because my home, when I first had it, was $11,000, and now it's assessed at over $300,000.
Others say food stamps are just not stretching as far as they used to, but they say that the state gave EBT recipients a boost during the pandemic, which was very welcome. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. is seeing a record number of job openings, and more people are quitting than ever. Zions Bank Vice President Robert Spendlove says we're in an unusual phenomenon.
So you've got 7.5 million people that don't have jobs, but then you've got 9 million job openings, and there's this disconnect going on between the jobs that are available and the number of people that are engaged in the labor force.
About 6.1 million people were hired in April, but that still left 1 in 3 job openings unfilled. KSL News Time 3:34, KSL's top national stories. The Justice Department wants to investigate the Trump administration after it was learned they were secretly seeking phone records from congressional Democrats. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The Justice Department's Inspector General will investigate the subpoenas for Apple iPhone data from the accounts of two Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee who were critical of contacts between the Trump White House and Russia. Former Virginia Republican Congressman Denver Riggleman called it disturbing.
The scary part's going to be if it's just Democrats that were being investigated, This looks like a partisan shell game.
The inspector general will review whether the subpoenas were based on improper considerations, as prosecutors at the time conducted a leak investigation. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The U.S. Attorney General says he'll double the staff dedicated to protecting the right to vote. ABC's Andy Field says this will happen over the next 30 days.
Attorney General Merrick Garland doubling his election enforcement staff, saying his Justice Department will not stand for new state laws that discriminate against minorities.
In some jurisdictions, non-white voters must wait in line substantially longer than white voters.
The Attorney General saying he'll take action against anyone who threatens or intimidates election officials or prevents legal citizens from voting. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time 3:35. Quick check with Ricky Meese. This emergency traffic, are we still in it?
We are, and we will be for a while. Ogden Canyon is still closed. SR 39 in both directions between the mouth of the canyon and the Pine View Reservoir. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is on the way next. KSL News Time 3:36.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.